Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina. And today we will be talking about prayer. What exactly is prayer? What's the use of prayer? And is prayer really a religious thing, or is it like a heart's intention and a sign of relationship and communication with God? So starting with prayer, prayer is a conversation with God. Prayer is coming to God with a request or with praise, whatever it is. It's a communication with God. And we do have a relationship with God, and how to maintain a relationship is through communication, and is through really communicating and really talking, but not only talking on your own side, but also letting the other person or the other instance talk back, to have a conversation, to have a relationship and maintain it. And yeah, so about prayer, prayer is a heart's intention, as I said in the beginning. Prayer is really something so precious that has been given to us that we can speak, and it can be directly transferred to God and can be placed before God, that whatever we have on our hearts in prayer and petition, we can bring it before Him. But I learned that prayer is really important when I didn't do it enough. So I really realized that prayer really is an everyday thing that is so important. And it doesn't need to be all this kind of, yeah, always kneeling down, you have to have the space and have your eyes closed and everything. But as I said before in the beginning, prayer is a communication. Prayer is talking to God. So prayer is not always being like everywhere, speaking the nicest words and praying the Lord's Prayer, the way it's written in the Bible all the time, every day, I don't know, several times to make it religious. But it really is like a relationship and communication that is individual to each and every one of us. And nevertheless, God already knows what's on our hearts before we even speak and think of it. So He knows what we need before we even ask for it. But it's God still wants us to come to Him, and He wants us to, yeah, just lay everything at His feet so that He can pour His love out, that we can have someone that we can cry out to, that we can be like our best friend and be like, oh, today sucked, this day I didn't like it, I couldn't feel your presence or any of that. But you can come to God and He will give you comfort and peace. So, and prayer is a communication, so it means that you're talking. And what really came to my mind is that with talking, the power of life and death lay in the tongue. It's written in Proverbs 18, verse 21. It's really, we can speak life or death into situations. We can have faith and speak faith into situations, or we can let them die down and speak death, destruction, and darkness into those things, and no hope. So we have the power with our words to bring life into situations, or into our own life or other lives. Or we bring darkness and destruction and death into those areas. And it really like showed me that prayer is not only a thing that you just work yourself down on, but that it's something that can really move the spiritual and the physical realm. That every prayer has such a power. Pray in the name of Jesus really has the power that you shall believe when you pray that it will happen if it's according to God's will. So we can have this expectation standing on the authority of Jesus Christ. And this really revealed a whole new thing about me for prayer, because back then prayer for me was like, I don't know what to say, like today was a good day, what shall I pray? So I was like, okay, like praying every day is kind of exhausting. But I really learned that prayer really is just communicating with God. If it's just a thank you, if it's just, I love you, Lord, I thank you for everything you're doing in my life, or Lord, I don't know what is happening, but everything is going wrong. Whatever it is, you can cry out to God, you can come with your joy, you can come with everything, your gratitude and gratefulness, but you can also come with your broken heart and with your broken soul, whatever is happening. And when everything seems to go wrong, you can come to God and cry out to Him. And this is prayer. Prayer is crying out to God, is thanking Him and praising Him and really running towards Him. And I really learned that prayer really is an everyday thing, because once you don't pray, in the beginning you might think, okay, I can handle this on my own, it's not that bad. But then suddenly a few days after, you realize, okay, this kind of affected me, and everything builds up on each other, because the enemy uses those like open doors to creep in and give you more self-doubt, to give you more worries and anxiety about those things. Because in the beginning for me, it was like, okay, with modeling, coming back to that, I was like, oh, that's okay, like with rejection, and it's fine, it happens to everyone. And I was like, okay, it's normal, and I didn't pray about it. God protects me and closes me in his peace, and really the knowledge and the wisdom that I don't need to be accepted by others or by any job offer. So I had I didn't pray, and because I didn't pray over it, because I thought, never mind, and it continued to go on and go on, then over time I got more anxious about those stuff. I was like, okay, I've been rejected again, like what's the like case, why am I being rejected, what can I do differently? And then out of this, because I didn't bring it to God and did it on my own, I started to become more anxious about it, compare myself, and really be like dimming my light, as I said before, because I was like so self-consumed and thinking, okay, what are my flaws? What do I need to work on? What does she have that I don't have, or anything like that I can do to be more like attractive to clients, or, you know, like all of this. And because I didn't give it to God and didn't seek my identity and the knowledge, understanding and wisdom in God and in his word, and I really feel now, as prayer is now a part of my everyday life, that I can really feel like how every single day is being guided in peace. Like, regardless of the circumstance, I walk in abundant joy, in abundant peace that is not relying on anything but God. And I'm just so grateful for that, because it gives me so much peace and lets me walk through life so much easier and lets me be the light to others also. So every single day, when you think, I don't want to work today, I don't want to do this, it's so annoying, the weather is so great, everything, be grateful that you woke up that morning, that you can see the weather, that you can smell the air, that you can smell the rain, that you are actually able to work or go to school or university. Because many people out there, they want to do what you are doing and they cannot, because their social resources are not allowing them to. And it's just about being grateful for every single thing that we have, and in this we can already find our joy. And if we allow God to really move us and really be dwelling inside of us doing those things, he will give us the peace that's outside of all understanding. And then there comes also a verse to my mind which says, do everything that you do it as you would do it unto me. This is what Jesus said, and this also changed everything, because when I pray for people, I pray for their hearts, I pray for their eternal life and their eternal state. And I don't just pray for the person and be like, okay, because I like that person, I pray for them, but no, I pray for the person because I see the love of Christ for that person. Do it in intercession for the person, just like the word says, that I intercede for people and pray and fast for people to really let them be touched by God, or let them get their prayer answered. And God will always answer. It's a yes, a no, or wait. So there's only those three options, and he will always answer. Of course, it's always different, the time frame, you cannot tell, but God is speaking and God is listening. Then it's also really important what is written in Philippians 4:6, which says, like, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This is what I said before, with being anxious about everything, and the small thing that has added up over the weeks, over the days, over the months, became this huge elephant in the room, you know, like, and I was doubting myself, I was really trying to change myself and the way I was, the way I looked and everything. But we shall not be anxious. Anxiety does not come from God, and peace comes from God, comfort comes from God, like comfort, not comfort in that side of comfort, because he will definitely get you out of your comfort zone. It's about not being anxious about anything, because we know God provides. God already has the perfect plan and he has everything figured out, and we have the book of life, the Bible, where we can read all of this, all the promises, all the things that are like coming to life in our life, and it is our daily bread. So we shall really treat it as our daily bread, because it's like, if we don't eat every day, we will starve. And it's not about food, it's about like the daily bread, the word of God. And if we don't consume it every day, of course we will be consumed with our own thoughts, of course we'll be consumed of the ways of the world, and we will be like falling into the gap, we will be falling into the like root of like anxiety, into self-comparison, into being like waved swayed like a wave in the wind, and not being steadfast and firm and standing on the word and the knowledge and really the truth of God. So it's really important to pray, but then it's also really important to not make prayer a religious thing, because praying religiously and finding the right words and saying the right words and thinking of it, writing your prayers down in the beginning to sound like really religious. But the thing about prayer is it's so important to not make prayer a religious thing, because prayer is communication. Prayer is a relationship. Through communication comes a relationship. And you don't write down prayers in the beginning and you don't have the right words to say all the time. You sometimes don't have any words to say, but it is prayer because you bring it before God. But it's about really coming with a heart's intention and not being like the hypocrites, having the nicest words to say to sound so like spiritual and so religious and have all the right words and combine it with everything, like the Hebrew words and everything, which is totally fine. I also pray this like the Shema and in Hebrew, because I have this like on my soul and I feel like God's presence while praying it, but also I feel God's presence while praying in English or in German. It doesn't matter what language you speak, what words you use, if it's formal or informal, because God is a God who's close. And through Jesus, he's like so close to us and he has made a way to pray to God and that every prayer can reach God. And so it's really important to come with your heart and really speak of you like from your heart and not be like, okay, I have the nicest words to say and I have to meet God and be super formal and all of that. But no, you are his child, and a child just runs to its father and just like shout, like cries out to the father, or comes with something they're very excited about and be like, father, look what I've done, or look what I've made, or look what happened, or crying out with, I don't feel well. Like, they're just running to the father. So it's important to run to your father with whatever you have. So have this picture of a child running to its father. And yeah, because this is who God is. This is who God is. And we are his children. And how do we pray? So probably all of you know like Matthew 6:9-13, where is the Lord's Prayer, saying that this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So we all know this prayer, but there is so much inside of this prayer that, of course, it's not only about the words, it's like the order, how it's being prayed. So you can see in the beginning, it's our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It's worship. It's praising God, starting the prayer with worshiping and praising God before you go on and really proclaim his will. And you say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's about the focus on him and on his will and on his kingdom first, praising him for who he is, praying for what he wants to come, and praying for his will be done. And then we can see that it goes on, give us today our daily bread, talking about what we need. So give us today our daily bread. Like, of course, it's also his word. It's his presence. But give us today our daily bread. So we ask for something. And then we can see, and forgive us our debts as we've also forgiven our debtors. So we pray for forgiveness, but not only for ourselves, but also that we have forgiven others. So it's about the whole concept of forgiveness. You can only receive forgiveness from God if you forgive others also. It's all about forgiveness. If it's unforgiveness in your heart, then you're not able to see the glory of God. You're not able to see the ways of God, because God is a forgiving God, and through Jesus Christ we've all been forgiven if we like believe in Jesus and really ask him to forgive us, and to then he will also transform our hearts to a forgiving heart. And it's a whole process. And then we this was the fourth, asking for forgiveness, not only for ourselves but also that we forgive others, because that's the heart's intention. And then, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So then we are praying his presence and protection over ourselves, so that we can be clothed in the armor of God, that whatever attack comes in a spiritual or physical realm, that we will be protected and delivered from the evil one, from all those who want to harm us, from all those who are against us. And that really it's about his protection and his peace and his guidance that you're praying over your life. So we can really see that as the order of worshiping and praising God in the first place, then the obedience and focus on his ways and really exalting him. Then we can see that we can ask for forgiveness. We can ask for what we need, ask for our daily bread, ask for what we want to ask for. Then ask for forgiveness. And then not only for ourselves, but also for those that we have been forgiven or we should forgive. And then at last, that we pray his presence and protection over ourselves, so that we can be clothed in his armor to be protected from the evil one, to be protected from those who are against us and the attacks that might come. And the most beautiful thing is on knowing, okay, but when I pray, does God really hear me? Does God receive my prayer? Is he listening? How? And yes, God is always listening. And the thing is, he already knows what you ask for or what you want to ask for before you even open up your mouth and speak about it, because he can see and read our hearts. He knows every single thing of us. In Isaiah 65, verse 24, it's written, "For they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear." So he will answer and he will hear you. And there are so many verses about that, that God is listening, that God is present, that really every prayer is being lifted up, and that we shall come in prayer and supplication and bring everything before God. However small, however big, we can come to God. We can run to our Father just like a child runs to its father and really cries out to the Father, or just comes with joy and peace, or being proud, like, of achieving something or have done something. And yeah, so really, prayer is an everyday thing. If you don't pray every day, you leave an open gap and an open door for the enemy to attack, for people to attack, for people's perceptions and words to hurt you. And you allow words to really have an effect on you and get deeper than they should. And you just distance yourself from the truth of God that he has really placed in his word and wants you to receive every single day. So prayer is an everyday thing. Prayer is a relationship thing. Prayer is not a religious thing. And prayer is not, like, worked out. And there's no right or wrong way to pray. The right way to pray is just to come to God and talk to him. The way that you're talking to him is individual to each and every single one of us, but he wants us to come with an honest heart and come with our honest selves before him and pray to him and cry out to him and ask him for whatever we need, and really pray that his will be done through and in us. He will hear us. He will hear you. He will hear every prayer. He sees every tear. He catches every tear. Everything that is hit, like, a burden to you, you can lay it down at Jesus' feet and he will give you a yoke that is easy. And these are things that, yeah, just so powerful, because it really showed me we can really come with everything before God. And prayer can really change. It can move mountains. It can change a situation. It can change your feeling, because 1 second in the presence of God can change your complete mood. Like, how 1 second or one moment of being in God's presence, or one song of worship, or one sentence of praise and worship can really change your heart and really set your mind on what is really important, of focusing on God and seeing your identity in God and in Jesus. And yeah, so prayer really is an everyday thing. So if you're not praying every day, really make it a thing, and don't see it as something you have to do, but really see it as, I want to talk to my best friend. I want to talk to my father. I want to ask him what he has for me. I want to ask him why he did all this for me. I want to thank him for being alive, for having all the things that I have right now, because I am so blessed. And if you have nothing to say, just be in his presence and be like, God, I have nothing to say. You can say, Abba, I have nothing to say. It's a Hebrew way of saying father, but you can say, Abba, I have nothing to say, but I just want to pray. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to receive. I just want to, yeah, be. I just want to be. And you can just be still and be in his presence, and he will give you the peace, and his presence will fill up the room and fill up wherever you are, and especially will fill up you. And yeah, so basically that's what I wanted to talk about today, that prayer really is so important, it's so beautiful, and it really can change situations, speak life and death into situations and into your life, and really change your mind, your mood, your everything. And it's a heart's intention. So place your heart into God's hands and just come to him. Prayer is communication. Prayer is just coming and running to your father. So if you take one thing away of it, just see that this picture of being a child running to its father, being happy or sad or confused, whatever it is, this is how you can run to your father, regardless of your age. We are all children of God. And this is so beautiful, because nothing can ever take this away from us, because this is a promise that God has given us, and we are his children, and this is what we shall take with us with every single day, that no one can do anything to us because he protects us and he is on our side. So that's it for today, and I hope you liked that episode, and yeah, I will hear you next time. Bye.